Proclamation number 7481 of 18th of December, 1959. Bonding with God in the middle of the world. In the midst of the world's hustle and bustle, you should often seek my spirit, i.e., send up a heartfelt thought to me that I will not let you go alone but can always make you happy with my presence. In the midst of the world's hustle and bustle. For you are constantly claimed by the world and can easily entangle yourselves in its bonds. And therefore you should not lose the bond with the spiritual world, which alone is worth striving for and in which I am the ruler from eternity. And you cannot get lost if your thoughts keep wandering to me, for then I will not leave you but hold you firmly by my hand, and wherever you go and stand I am with you, and you can safely go always even through the hustle and bustle of the world. But who remembers me even in the world? There are only a few for whom I stand higher than the world, and therefore only a few will consciously enter into the bond with me. These are my own who carry me in their hearts, who remember me at all times and who can therefore also walk safely through the world's hustle and bustle because they always have me as their companion. But this requires firm faith in me and love for me, which makes them constantly long for my presence. And only a few ever have this faith and love for me. But these are to be praised happily, for they are the ones who are close to me and whom I will protect on all their paths. The majority, however, regard the world as their god and only hope for everything from the earthly world and strive with all their might for its goods and treasures, believing that they will then possess everything their heart desires. And yet, such people only acquire transient values, they are not spiritual wealth, they are only pseudo-goods which pass away with the person's death, which he cannot take with him into the kingdom of the beyond. Yet people don't want to know anything about this, and thus they value earthly goods far too highly and use all their strength to acquire such transient goods which are of no use to them for their souls and their salvation. And these people will not send up any thoughts to me when they are in the midst of the world's hustle and bustle, for their god is this earthly world with its goods, and they have completely devoted themselves to it. And thus I cannot be present to them either, for every person has to long for my presence, he is to consciously establish the bond with me, which, however, does not happen with the children of the world because the world keeps them tied to my adversary, who is also the lord of this world. And yet, even a thought of me would suffice for me to take the human being by the hand and lead him through this world to another aim, that I would direct his eyes spiritually once this bond has taken place. But I do not use coercion, and I can only ever advise people to seek my presence and to secure it for themselves, so that they will attain beatitude on earth already and one day in the spiritual kingdom, in the kingdom which is not of this world. Amen.